The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Time for another episode of Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell, and I'm joined by Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union.
Good morning.
And again, Danielle Sommerfeld.
Yes, good morning.
The new branch manager.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Soon to be, right? Because they're still building the place.
It is under construction
okay.
still. Yes.
Yes.
Well, you still get the congratulations anyway.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, we met last week to talk about budgets, and actually the focus last week was on why people don't budget and the situations you run into, the dynamics of a family, communications, just plain old-fashioned anxiety. But before we move on this week to the actual process of budgeting, maybe we'll just cover the very basics of budgets.
Yeah, yeah. So let's just recap. So a budget is really what the tool that allows you to kind of dictate where you want to spend your money before you spend it. So it really is just keeping track of your income and your expenses on a regular basis. Plain and simple.
Just that easy.
That easy.
Only a third of us do it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other two-thirds, if you're in that group, why should you have a budget, an actual budget, not one that's just kind of a fuzzy, oh, I have this much in my bank account, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you have to start a budget for the fact that you need to know that you are the one that's in control of your money. So you need to know, how much am I spending on my groceries or my gas or clothes on a monthly basis? You need to understand where it goes so that you can look at your bank account and realize, oh, look, it says I have money in there right now, but have I paid my mortgage yet this month? Or is the utilities still need to come out? Have I paid my charter bill or my Netflix? Let's be honest.
So you're not the person I was when I was 20 years old when you got to the very last days of the month and said, I have $13 left. I have to eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what you can prevent from happening if
Absolutely.
You budget. And that I imagine that's me overspending. That's how I got into that place.
Yes. And budgeting could hopefully help you stop that and not be overspending on things that maybe you won't need to be overspending on.
Yeah. I mean, even if you budget, you could still end up with $13 left in your bank account before your next payday. But at least you know exactly where that money went, and you spent it on things that you intentionally spent it on, and you knew you would only have that $13 left. And so you've met all of your other spending priorities prior to that. So that $13 isn't so scary because you knew it was going to be that way.
I planned for it.
You planned for it. You were in control of how much money you had left.
I knew I was going to eat ramen noodles for the next 5 days.
Yes.
But that's about prioritizing, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So I decided this month it was really important for me to go on this fishing trip.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm going to pay the piper at the end of the month.
Yes. And hopefully you had a great time on your fishing trip.
In your new boat.
In your new boat. And now yes. you're just fine.
Well, probably if I planned for it, that's the way it would have to be.
Yes.
But the budget allows you to do that. It allows you to make those conscious decisions about what is important to you.
Exactly.
And, of course, hopefully that's not the outcome, the ramen noodle part. Hopefully the outcome is that I get to the end of the month and there's actually extra money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And future. Then you can have some steak and actually have some great meals and go out to dinner because it's in your budget.
Yeah. And making sure, too, that you're earmarking that little bit to put into a savings account to help you make sure that you can meet some of those longer term goals. So you can start saving for that fishing trip instead of going on it last minute and then finding out you only have your $13. Instead, it becomes something you've planned for. You can be excited about it because you don't have to worry about what your bank account looks like after you've been on that fishing trip. You know what it's going to look like. You're prepared for it.
And then one thing we haven't talked about as well is if you set up your budget and you know how much is coming in and how much is going out, you could actually come up with some either positive scenarios or negative scenarios and have contingency plans built in. to that budget.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If my car goes kablooey, I've been socking away, you know, so much per month just in case that happens.
Yeah. And you should
Yeah. Honestly, that should be part of the budget.
Already. It can be hard. It can be hard to do for a lot of people, obviously, but it is something you got to prioritize. Otherwise, you end up in really bad situations like we've talked about in previous episodes, and you end up, you know, having debt issues, and then we have to talk about debt consolidation, and then we have to, you know, I mean, it just kind of is this rabbit hole of disaster if you're not in control of your money. It really is, and it sounds dramatic, but it's the reality of the situation.
I'm laughing because we spend so many episodes talking about all these storm clouds, and now we're actually focusing on something that instead.
Yeah. Well, something that you have control over. Yeah. I think that's the most important part to remember, is that you are the one that is in control of your budget every day. Every time that you're swiping that card, every time that you are getting cash out, you are the one that's in control of your spending and your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find yourself, we haven't even talked about that on the end of this, if you're, you know, your daycare expenses are this, and you know you have this expense, and and your rent is this, and you, at least you'll know that maybe I'm going to have to go get a second job and work part-time in order to make this work.
Yeah.
Because you've already written it out on paper, and there it is.
Yep, absolutely.
Or, I mean, if that's not an option, that's when you kind of can start looking at, okay, well, would it be better to live in a different place where rent is maybe a little bit cheaper?
Sure.
And or maybe I could look at getting cheaper vehicle insurance, or maybe I could look into, you know, just cutting costs some other places. And that's where you can start really getting a little bit more savvy with your choices and where your expenses are coming from, too.
Yeah. At least we're building blocks to go up.
Yes,
absolutely.
Instead of having things collapse underneath us.
Exactly.
Okay, a lot of financial benefits to a budget.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for sure.
It's the basis.
So let's start into, how do I actually start doing this to have an actual budget that works?
Well, that's a great point. You have to start with figuring out, where is your income coming from? So you need to start with, are you getting income from paychecks? Are you getting it from a retirement account? Do you have child support or alimony that's coming in? All of those things are a positive, and you are getting those, and you can use those on a regular basis to get your income. Then once you do that, you have to figure out, what are your monthly expenses? Do you have rent, or do you have a mortgage, your loan payments, utilities, the clothes, all of that stuff? You have to subtract all of those items out of what you are having for your income, and then you'll have a final number that you can kind of work off of and figure out if you need to make any adjustments or any changes at that point.
I imagine that you mentioned some of the things they're fixed, unless you make some sort of dramatic change, like relocate. Your housing cost is this.
Yeah.
And some of these other expenses, you're going to have, you know, this much money to get to work, this much gasoline.
Absolutely.
So that gets into that prioritization point, but that's the very beginning of all this.
That is the very beginning.
And also to have an accurate total, too, because it's pretty easy to forget some of the stuff that you're actually spending money on, and you kind of just skip over it. Like, oh, the stopping every day on the way in for a coffee.
Yeah.
You can easily forget to include that in the total, and you better include every last little bit of it, right?
Yes, you are exactly right.
So, no cheating.
No cheating.
I mean, one really easy way to go about figuring out, you know, what are all of these expenses that I need to be accounting for when I'm kind of creating this initial budget, just go back through your bank statements, whether you have an online account where you can go back and look at all of your different transactions, or, you know, if you have a paper statement that gets mailed to you, just go back and look through all of those and start categorizing your spending, and you'll start to see a pattern. Okay, I'm always going to the grocery store. I'm always going to Target. I'm always going to the movies once a month. Like, you'll start to see patterns in your spending. And then that's when it kind of becomes a lot easier to kind of grasp where you're spending your money and what these expenses are and how much they are.
Okay. So this is the very beginning steps of the budget. And we'll talk more about creating your budget, one that works for you and meets your needs and your goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good Money Moves I'm Andy Brownell. Jenna Tobel's here as well as Danielle Sommerfeldt on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Back in just a moment.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Danielle Sommerfeldt and Jenna Tobel from the First Alliance Credit Union with us on this Saturday morning. Setting up a budget, we started talking about it. The one thing last week and this week, both of you kept using the word categories.
Yes.
Creating categories. How do we do that? I mean, it sounds a lot more complicated than it is, I imagine.
Yes. So really you can think about it, categories, as being three different things. So first, having a fixed expense. So a fixed expense is a bill that you pay and it doesn't really change on a monthly basis. So you've got a mortgage, you've got your rent or loan payments, or maybe even just your insurance. Those are all things that are fixed expenses on a monthly basis.
Your utility bills, I suppose. Well, that fluctuates a little bit. But
it fluctuates a little bit.
You still have to pay it.
Yeah, you still have to pay it. So your utility bills would be a really great variable rate. So depending on the time of year, you know, your RPU bill could be extremely different. or your Minnesota energy bill. So depending on that time of year, that could be different. Or like your groceries, that can change on a very regular basis. Mm-hmm. And some transportation costs, depending on if you're going out of town, maybe you've spent more on gas this week than you did last week.
Or just the price of gas.
Oh, just the price of gas itself. Yeah. That's a variable expense.
And then we have everything else.
Everything else. Everything else is a discretionary expense, and that's really for your fun money. So anything that you'd deem to be a fun expense for you. So clothes, your entertainment, going out to eat, all of that is determined by your discretion.
Yeah.
Are there any guidelines out there for how much of your total budget should go towards discretionary and how much should go for fixed? I mean, housing, I always hear 25% for housing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be a pretty good rule of thumb, is that you want to be roughly around 25%. People will also say on a regular basis, you want to have at least 6 months worth of savings. So that could be a category that you might want to put into your fixed, because that could be something you want to save up for and not make a variable expense, because that could change on a regular basis. If you decide this month, I only want to save $10 instead of the $100 that I do on a normal basis.
Yeah,
and then I suppose travel is one you have a bit of control over as well. That I could say, you know, I got to go to and from work, obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
But maybe I don't have to go off to some place along the Mississippi every weekend too, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get at is, I think some of these might kind of blend a little bit.
They can.
Into discretionary versus variable.
They can, depending on the purpose, right? So the transportation costs that you have to get to and from work every day, aren't necessarily maybe categorized under discretionary fund money, but they are definitely like a variable expense that you could potentially run into for your fuel costs, things like that. You know, and these are just kind of basic to kind of give you an idea of what it is that you're looking for. And obviously everybody's going to budget and put different things into different categories based on what's important to them. If you know, buying clothes every month is you have to have a new shirt every month, like that is what keeps you going through life and like loving life,
well,
that's fine. Yep. That can become a variable expense for you on you, and you can allot for that, but it still is technically discretionary.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of flexibility in there in how you categorize these. But these are just really good ways to get you to, if you're just starting out making a budget, these are the types of things that you want to be looking for and paying attention to, and start categorizing your spending into these basic categories. And as you get better and better at budgeting and you do it more, you'll figure out where you fit into different things in the different categories. And you might have a category that's just entertainment, where that is everything that you do, and you consider that a fixed expense every month. You are spending $100 on entertainment, and that's final. And that's fine.
Yeah.
You can do that.
That is perfectly fine.
But
if you can afford it.
If you can afford it, mm-hmm. and if that's what your priority is. Again, it comes back to what is your priority? What is your goals for your finances? And how can you make the income that you have coming in help you meet those goals and help you maintain your priorities effectively?
Danielle, you mentioned last week when we talked that a lot of people get started budgeting because they're in a place where they need a loan and they're mm-hmm. they're moving forward and something happened and it sparked this. And I imagine that goes along with that is an idea that we're going to get our spending under control. So
yeah, absolutely.
I'm guessing that the first place I'm going to look at in these categories is going to be the discretionary part.
Yes.
Completely agree.
Yeah. So if you are overspending and you need to start making some cuts in where you're spending money, the discretionary category is absolutely the place to start, where you can start cutting some costs. The key thing is when you start making your budget is just be really honest with yourself about what you've spent money on in the past. Because you can always make a different choice in the future about what you're spending. So if we talked about this a little bit last week, if you realize you're spending $300, you know, on discretionary items, going out to eat, entertainment, clothes, whatever it is, and that's not where you want to be spending your money, truthfully, because you have other priorities, this is just that opportunity to go, that's not what I want to be doing anymore. I want to actively make a different choice and spend my money on putting it towards savings or paying down some debt or, you know, whatever that goal is. It just gives you that opportunity to start making that different choice going forward.
Make that good money move.
Yes.
Yes.
And you say look in the mirror. I mean, mm-hmm. people, especially the streaming services, people mm-hmm. collect those things now. And they don't even know. I don't think people realize how much they're spending each month. Oh, you know. Mm-hmm. This one's only costing me $10, or this one's $7, or this one. And next thing you know, you're $50 a month going out the door for something you might not even use on a regular basis.
Oh, absolutely. And every station seems to have their own streaming service now. I mean, it's really, we talked about this before, having kind of that subscription society we've kind of created. So you do have to be really careful about what you sign up for and pay attention to that. And having that budget will really highlight a lot of those for you.
And one thing I'd like to add to is, I mean, we've talked about that I am a nerd and I keep track of all of my bills on a regular basis. But every once in a while, you'll notice some of your bills may go up because there's a service fee that has been implemented or, you know, your garbage goes up or your charter goes up or something goes up. And then you finally look at your budget from the last month and you think, wait a minute, I didn't used to pay that much. So then it brings that to your attention so that you know there's mm-hmm. a difference and maybe figure out what that difference is and if that is something you could maybe change.
Yep. Yeah.
And
you
I would
can.
Even
I've
yeah,
done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
And I would even add to that, and sometimes you have those bills or those fees that kick in maybe once or twice a year. And if you're not paying attention to when those are coming out of your account, it can really throw you for a loop if you're not budgeting and planning for those appropriately. Because, I mean, I even think just like your Amazon is, what, $100 a year?
Yeah.
Well, when that kicks in one random month in the year and you're not thinking about it, there's $100 out the door that you just spent going out to eat because you weren't paying attention. And now you overdraft your account $100 and now you have to pay an overdraft fee. We talked about those a couple of weeks ago, too. So, it's I mean, it all kind of comes to fruition where...
Yeah. Absolutely.
Budgeting really is the basis for making sure you're making good money moves.
And you mentioned you're the budget nerd in your house, and I'm as well. And I'm looking at your categories, and you know, as a person who does this, mm-hmm. I'm going, that's not even close to adequate. You have to break it down a lot.
Yeah.
Finer than that.
Yes.
But you don't have to. But
no.
I told you guys before the show when we started talking about this is I've been doing this for years and years and years now. And to be honest with you, I kind of love it. I when I do the budget, I try to do it every week, and I get to the end of the process, I go, oh, yeah, good deal.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you see the potential there to really meet some of the goals that you have for yourself, and it's concrete. You can see the numbers on the paper.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it it can be almost thrilling at times to see. It sounds so nerdy, it can be. And you and anybody who's listening who does a budget, you know what we're talking about.
And those of you who have spouses that do budgets, you know what they're talking about.
That's true. But you, when you say it gives you power is what it does. It gives you that idea that, it's not an endless hole here. Mm-hmm. We actually are doing okay here.
Yeah.
After you get it under control.
Yeah.
It is a sense of comfort because you're like, wow, we actually do have some money this month. Mm-hmm. This feels good.
Yeah. I don't have to worry about, taking my kids out for a special treat because they did good on their test or something like that. Yeah. Like, I know I can afford that. I know I can treat them because I've planned for it. I know where my money's going. I don't have to worry about it.
And who knows? I could get a boat.
And you can will still buy your boat.
I believe it.
All right. That's just a running joke, folks. We're going to talk more budgeting with the folks from First Alliance Credit Union on Good Money Moves back in a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna Tobel and Danielle Sommerfeld from the First Alliance Credit Union with us this morning. We've talked about budgeting, setting up the budget, getting there, the benefits of it, and hopefully the real benefit is that when you get to the end of the month, after you get this set, and we do this all the time, but it's in flux all the time.
Yeah.
So when I say set the budget, it's not set in concrete. You find out that you were wrong in some of your assumptions. But hopefully after a little while, you get kind of tweak things to where they're closer to reality, and there's money left over.
Yeah. Yes, that would be fantastic. That is the big goal at the end of this.
That is the goal.
So what
at the end of the
do
rainbow.
With all that goodness at the end of it.
Yeah.
That money.
So there's a couple different things you can do. One, you can put your money into a savings account so that you can spend it for your rainy day, because eventually you might have a surplus these months, but eventually it's inevitable you might have something go wrong.
That cushion that we talked about.
You need your cushion. Or otherwise, too, some people like to pay down their current debts that they have. So pay down some of your credit cards that have a very high interest rate. Pay down some of your vehicle loans, or pay a little bit extra to your mortgage that month. Whatever you feel comfortable with. Feel free to use that money to your benefit.
Get ahead.
Yeah.
Get ahead.
So we don't have to talk about debt consolidation.
Right.
You took care of it.
Yeah. We never got there in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine that you've talked with members and you've gone through this process where they came in and they were facing a challenge, let's say. And at the end of the day, after you run through this, do you ever see smiles on their face when they come back in and they have the satisfaction of going down this road and seeing how well it works?
Yeah, all the time. Even just going through a budget with a member and showing them, you save X dollar amount for the next couple of months and we'll use that towards a down payment on your new car. And then they go out and they follow your rules, which is very exciting. And they come back to you and prove to you that they save their money, and they come and they get their loan and they get their car. We've had members drive their car directly back to us just to show us that they got their car.
That's cool.
And to
we
thank us.
We love that when they do that. We love that.
It's awesome. I mean, we can help them with so many different things. And budgeting is just the one step we need them to take on their end to help us get that started.
Yeah.
And you want to learn more about budgeting, starting budgeting, how the mechanics of it, the best ways to do it so you can be successful, go to the First Alliance Credit Union website. And what tools do you have available?
Yeah, so go to firstalliancecu.com. And on our website, we have a just a ton of resources for you to take advantage of. So we have a beginner's guide to budgeting resource page that you can learn all about the things that we talked about last week, the things we talked about this week, and the things that we're going to talk about in the coming weeks as well. So you can do some homework and then come back and listen and see what else you can learn.
Yeah.
you can subscribe to our blog because we constantly are putting out new content about budgeting, savings, you know, any topic under the sun that you can think of that's in relation to financial literacy and just becoming better at managing your money. That's kind of what our blog is all about. Follow us on social media, so Facebook, Twitter. We put out all kinds of good tips and advice out on our social media pages all the time that you can take advantage of and learn from. Of course, as we've kind of been talking about, come in and meet with one of our member advisors and have them help you put together a budget for the first time. Have them help you come up with a plan to kind of prioritize your spending or to set a savings goal or a debt payoff goal. That's what we're here to do, is kind of have those conversations with you and help you get pointed in the right direction to making those good money moves. But also, we have a budgeting calculator that you can download on our website as well that can really help you get started on your own. And it's very comprehensive and gives you a lot of good insights into how to set a budget, how to start budgeting, how to follow that month to month. And then we, for our existing members, we also have our My Money tool, which is in your online banking account. And this is a really comprehensive tool. It's probably one of my favorites that we've released in the past couple of years. So you can basically, it aggregates all of your income and your expenses that are coming from all of your different sources. So kind of pulls in and gives you this holistic view of your finances all in one spot. And from there, you can start looking at setting a budget, setting savings goals. You can pull in your retirement accounts, your mortgage if you have it somewhere else, and any other financial institutions. It's all brought into one place to give you this true view of your finances and where you're at so that you can set really realistic goals for yourself.
So it kind of takes care of the tedious parts at the very beginning of this. You just log on and it's there.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
It's so cool. Like I said, it's probably my favorite tool that we've released in the past couple of years. It's it just makes everything so easy to do once you get it set up.
Absolutely. All
right. Danielle, thanks so much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me.
And Jana, we'll see you next week.
I'll be back.
I'm Andy Brownell. This has been Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM with the First Alliance Credit Union.